A side effect of the struggling economy is that it throws up sales for things we just don't need. But like any gullible consumer, I find it hard to turn down a bargain. Transatlantic holiday travel is pricey, so ever since I moved to San Francisco in the late 90s, I've got used to spending valuable work time trying to nail down the cheapest Christmas flight to visit my family in London. With more than a roulette wheel's chance of sitting next to a sociopath in cramped conditions, a 10-hour flight in cattle class never feels like a deal, and however grateful I am of an uneventful flight, I can never shake the feeling that I've just been cheated out of a bucketful of cash. Now, family holidays are in negotiation, and my wife and I had agreed on 11 carefully planned days. There's a saying that family is like fish. After 3 days, they start to smell. Well, by New Year, this stench had well and truly steamed through the veil of Prosecco and festive cheer, and me and my siblings' disfiguring character flaws were displayed like a sociologist's study of dysfunctional behaviour. Driving back to London's Heathrow Airport, I was more than ready to give back the inflatable mattress and sweat-stained pillows, to forget the overcooked vegetables, the constant squabbling, and my family's failure to see me in my reinvented Northern Californian self. I told my wife, for the next 2 years, let's go anywhere but England. 2 weeks into January, and airlines, no doubt running scared, started bombarding my inbox with a glut of similarly excitable offers. Half-price flights to London, fly now, save hundreds. A strange feeling enveloped my entire body. Suddenly, my family began looking less like the Munsters and more like the Waltons. I could jump on a flight and in no time at all be back in Britannia. All I could remember of Christmas was the back-slapping hilarity, the delicious home-cooked meals, my wonderful, wholesome, nurturing family accepting the real me, warts and all. With my finances in freefall, it's reassuring to know a cheap flight has a way of turning lead into gold. With a perspective, I'm Lewis Heathcote.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.